With just weeks left until the August 6 primary, a new lawsuit says one group has been denied legal voter registration in Tennessee. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, it concerns state residents previously convicted of felonies in other states.
Tennessee residents convicted of some lesser felonies in this state can, under current law, get their voting rights restored. Requirements include paying off corresponding court fines and fees. But there's a different procedure for people convicted of out-of-state crimes. And according to the Campaign Legal Center, a voter advocacy group, it's straightforward. Individuals need only prove they've had their citizenship rights restored in the state where they were convicted.
The Tennessee legislature has seen fit to deem a lot of people with felony convictions eligible to restore their rights or just plain old eligible to vote. And we just want to make sure that they can actually vindicate those rights.
That's Blair Bowie, a lawyer with the Campaign Legal Center, which has sued the state on behalf of two clients, both denied voter registrations in Tennessee. Their rights had been restored in their former respective states, Virginia and North Carolina. In one case, state election officials said the resident needed proof of no outstanding restitution charges in Virginia, though Bowie says there's no legal requirement to do so. Tennessee's Attorney General's Office and the Division of Elections declined to comment on the lawsuit. The legal center says the state also lacks a clear registration procedure for those with out-of-state convictions who demonstrate eligibility.
Because the law is so complicated, people who are able to vote or are able to get their voting rights restored often don't know. And that's essentially passive voter suppression.
Tennessee has one of the highest rates of felony disenfranchisement in the country. According to the Sentencing Project, about 8% of the state's voting age population cannot vote because of a conviction. That includes about 1 in 5 African Americans of voting age. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.